don't get this right this weekend, this Friday night, I think the markets are going to punish them severely on Monday. So they know that this is probably one of the last chances, if not the last chance, to get it right. And it's going to be very complicated next couple of days.
Pennsylvania's Attorney General says former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky faces additional child sex charges involving two more alleged victims. That brings the total to 10 alleged victims. Sandusky was arrested at his home yesterday. CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says a pretrial hearing next Tuesday will require the alleged victims to testify.
Under Pennsylvania law, they're going to have to be there, and they're all making plans to be there, and it's going to be quite a scene. The number of charges is just incredible.
A helicopter crashed near Las Vegas late yesterday on a tour over Hoover Dam. Andrew Munoz, a spokesman for the Lake Mead National Recreation Area, says the chopper was on fire when members of the Las Vegas search and rescue team arrived on scene.
They were able to put an officer on the ground and confirm that all five people on board were deceased.
The suspect in the murder of a 7-year-old girl in Georgia is a man who worked at the apartment complex where she lived. Authorities say 20-year-old Ryan Brunn planned out the killing of Jarelli Rivera. Heather Johnson Coker knows Brunn because they live in the same apartment complex. She says Brunn was a friendly guy.
He just liked to chit-chat. About nothing, really. He told me where he was from. He's from New York, and that he just moved down here and knew somebody that got him the job at the office.
Attorney General Eric Holder scheduled to testify to a House committee today investigating possible wrongdoing in that flubbed gun sting operation called Fast and Furious. Some House Republicans say Holder should resign. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Merriman? I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
As consumer spending remains historically weak, more retailers are feeling the crunch. Last week we told you women's clothing chain Talbots will close 110 stores. Now comes word Pacific Sunwear, better known as PacSun, plans to close 200 stores. That's about a quarter of the chain's locations. A private equity firm that specializes in turning around retailers is buying almost 20% of PacSun shares, and the stock has rallied in extended trades. Earnings are up for Costco Wholesale, but costs are up, too. Result is a quarterly report analysts have found disappointing. Costco is dealing with its higher costs by passing some of them on to you, including a $10 hike in its annual membership fee, first increase in 5 years. Overseas investors are on nerve, again, over developments in Europe. This morning, the European Central Bank releases the latest decision on interest rates. A cut is expected. European markets modestly higher. S&P futures down 3 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Looking for great gift ideas for the tool lovers on your list? This week at Lowe's, save big when you purchase a Porter Cable 18-volt lithium-ion compact drill driver for just $99. That's a savings of $50. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, now through December 22nd, get free parcel shipping on all Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 12-8-11 to 12-12-11.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from OneMain Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. That question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Good morning, everybody. It is a Thursday morning here on First Shift, and it is everywhere, frankly. A lot going on today, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, as well as First Word and all the good stuff that we bring to you on a daily basis. As we work through our way through the end of 2011 into 2012 and what that will bring and what that will mean, yes, indeed. It is a good time to be us, is it not? I got to tell you, 2012 is shaping up to be an electrifying year. It's going to be, politically, it's going to be crazy. There's no question that's true. I'm very excited about what 2012 brings to the table, because it's going to bring great change no matter what happens. It will bring great change, and you'll see that the volume will get turned way up here before too long, more sooner than later. And I've got to tell you, I am stunned. Watching the news this morning, seeing how well Newt Gingrich is doing nationally, he may be for real, folks. This may not just be a surge for him. This may be for real. He may end up being the candidate, the guy. I would have thought it not possible a couple short months ago, 8 weeks ago even. But politics is politics after all. Okay, let's take a look. Sharon Wimple is going to join us a little bit later on in the show, a little after 7 o'clock. She is an unemployed worker. She's going to share her story. As you're probably aware, unemployment, unless Congress steps up and extends unemployment, it will end at the end of this year. That will affect over 61,000 people in the state of Michigan alone, 1.3 million nationally. What will Congress do? That is the question. We'll talk to Sharon about her story and why she needs this to go her way. We'll also check in with Occupy Detroit and some of their recent victories. David Holtz from Progress Michigan joins us after quite a long absence. The calendar's not been with us. His Thursdays have been holidays, and so it just so worked out where, you know, he wasn't with us really for 6 weeks or so. But he's back today, and there's a lot to get to. He, of course, in Progress Michigan, responsible for the whole Tom McMillan email situation that went on. Without Progress Michigan, none of that would have got the attention that it did. So we'll check in with David Holtz on that. And of course, take your calls and much, much more. So you're going to want to stay tuned for what we got going on, including this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the First Word with Tony.
Yes, our first word today, because the clouds are so, they've disappeared, it's so clean outside and clear, I thought clarity might be a good word of the day. Seriously, if you step outside right now, you're going to see stars for as long as the eyes can see. You're going to see nothing but, well, optimism or not. But the truth is clarity. It's about nothing getting in your way. It's about nothing obscuring what it is you're trying to do, to see, to envision, to appreciate, to expound on, to win. clarity. It's about just seeing it because it's there. It's that simple. And today's weather gives us a chance for real clarity. We'll let cross over to the other parts of our lives. That's the question. Especially with some of the side stuff we got to get to you. Is clarity something that you want? Because oftentimes, folks, seeing what you see is not always getting what you want. And you know what I mean by that. Clarity is our first word today on First Shift. And, wow, what a day. What a day it will be. What a day it will be. It's been kind of odd. We welcome Jeff Radford back to the program. And not a whole lot going on in the wonderful wide world of sports, Jeff, but
unless you like baseball winter meetings.
Yeah, but it's all rumor.
No, well, I mean, the Miami Marlins are throwing cash around like crazy.
The Miami Marlins.
That's right. You see their new uniforms and their new bank account, apparently?
No, I did not see their new uniforms.
Well, first of all, the uniforms are horrible. Second of all, what are you known the Marlins for lately? It's like being as cheap as possible, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever time they got something good, they like to sell it.
Yeah, well, apparently they're loading up. They got Reyes already. They got Heath Bell. They just signed Mark Burley yesterday.
So, well, they got a new stadium, correct?
New stadium, new coach. Ozzie Guillen's down there now. New ownership. Apparently a new team. They're just buying them. They're the New York Yankees of the South now.
Okay.
Crazy. I mean, every time they're linked, and they were linked to C.J. Wilson, trying to steal him from the Angels. Anytime there's a high-priced free agent, the Marlins are throwing cash at him.
Gotcha.
It's not. I mean, I've never seen even Buster Olney and Peter Gammons and all these baseball writers are just going nuts. They can't believe that it's that Miami is this much of a player, and they're supposed to go after either Prince Fielder or Albert Pujols.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean they're going to try as hard as they can to get one of the two.
Yeah, but we also know you can't buy a team.
Well, I don't think it'll work. I'm just saying it's pretty exciting to watch it go down. I mean, interesting.
Especially since we don't really play them and don't have to worry about them. I'm talking the Tigers, of course.
So. Well, with the rule changes or the new, I guess, they're going to have all year round interleague play coming up.
Is that immediate? That starts this year, this season?
I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does. So I don't know that there how many times you get them on the schedule, but because when Houston moves over to the American League, the odd number of teams you're going to have every week you're going to have at least an American League National League matchup somewhere. So
I'm not looking. I'd be honest, and I said this when you first brought this up. I'm not looking forward to interleague play. I don't enjoy it.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And I've thought of ways to kind of freshen it up. But even then, it's all gimmicky. It all sounds gimmicky. Like, I kind of do like the idea, though. Like, right now, when you go to a National League park, you play by National League rules. What if they flipped that? Like, what if, a National League team comes here and people in Detroit get to actually watch National League baseball in their park? I mean, we've never seen it, unless you go watch, the Cubs or...
Yeah, I mean, you can watch it on TV, of course.
Right, yeah, but, for it to be in Detroit, that would be kind of interesting to watch Verlander. You don't get to see Verlander hit unless it's on TV.
Correct.
And not that it would be like a spectacle that people can't wait to watch.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know that that's something that we're going to, all of a sudden millions of people are staying home just to watch Justin Verlander pitch or going to the ballpark or to hit just to watch Justin Verlander hit.
But if he hits hits a home run, wouldn't you want to see it in Detroit?
Yeah, I sure I would, I guess.
Or actually, let me maybe set the bar a little lower. He gets his first hit.
Yeah, set the bar a little bit lower. Again, I just don't get excited about interleague play at all. It's nothing that, in fact, I don't know anybody that gets excited about interleague play. I'm sure that I know somebody that does. It just the conversations never come up. Or somebody said, oh, yeah, man, I really dig it. I like it when we play the Mets. And
the only reason why, the biggest reason why is because the Tigers just dominate. So it's like, okay, interleague play's coming. We're going to jump up in the standings.
Well, we have done well with interleague play the last few years, that's for sure.
Up until this last year. But, I mean, it was, really dominant until this last year.
Right. So, anyway, I just, whatever. It is what it is. And nothing, nothing good coming out of the rumor mill for the Tigers yesterday, I'm assuming? No, I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything in the paper today.
Well, now linked as the top people, or the top team for Octavio Dotel, And they are still one of the top three teams for Cespedes.
Yes.
Which is just fun to say. Like, I hope he is a Tiger, so I can say that all the time.
Just because I love you, I hope that that comes true for you, too. Just because you love to say it.
Well, and the dominoes will start rolling as soon as they get Cespedes. Because, you know, where does he play? You know, you've got Bosch, Austin Jackson, and Delman Young. I got to make sure I say Delman Young today. I couldn't stop saying Dimitri yesterday, but... with those three guys, and then Cespedes, who is supposed to be, you know, an awesome with the bat and an awesome athletic defensive outfielder, someone's got to be, you know, and the rumor is that, like, the A's would want Bosch, the Tigers are trying to move Delman, and I think Cespedes would take, you know, would make Austin expendable, so anyone could go.
Okay, well, you know, first thing you have to do is clear up his visa issue, right? I mean, that's really what's holding all this back, is that he's not cleared to enter this country yet, correct?
I don't know. I only heard a certain date when he'd become available. So, like, right now, the reason why you haven't heard him sign is because he's not available. And I don't know if it's the visa issue or not, but that's the only thing I know about when he, you know, there's a date coming up when, okay, now it's okay to start making offers and try to sign him. So.
Okay. So, well, yes, and I did continue to hear yesterday that he was front and center in the headlights of the Detroit Tigers management. And whether that comes true or not, I guess we just have to wait on time. The winter meetings end tomorrow, Jeff? They go the whole week, right?
Yeah, the whole week, yep. Yeah,
so they end tomorrow. And at this point, nothing big is coming out of it. But as I read in the paper this morning, you know, things were quiet the year we got to Miguel Cabrera. It looked like we were going to do nothing. And, oh, how wrong we were. All right, let's take a quick break here because we have to. It's, you know, almost Christmas. I'm not feeling it yet. How many of you are just not feeling it yet? And it's not because, you know, it's not a financial thing. I'm just not feeling it. And it's the 8th, and we've got plenty of time, but I'm not feeling it. 888-552-3595 is the phone number. Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address, and at Tony Truppiano on Twitter. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, wishing everyone listening to the Tony Truppiano Show a happy holiday and a great new year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking just fine out there on the freeways right now. That accident we did have, 75 northbound to westbound 96, that ramp has been cleared, so things are looking much better. Really, nothing going on. Traffic should be light, able to move wherever you want to go. So far this morning.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit dteenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, some scattered flurries afternoon, a high in the mid-30s tonight. Scattered flurries before midnight, then snow showers are likely, mostly cloudy. City temperature right around the freezing mark. And then on Friday, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 32. Right now it's fair and 28 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
recently on First Shift.
Well, so joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. You got the number, we got the time. There's no question about that. And feel free to join us. Whatever's on your mind is good with me. And we are going to go to the phones here, so let's welcome Dan in Milford. Dan, once again, happy holidays to you, and welcome to First Shift on this early morning.
Hey, you too. Good morning, brother. Couple of comments. One, it doesn't feel like Christmas because we've had the warmest November ever recorded, right? Thanks to climate change. So, and I've also saw statistics that were less than an inch away from the most rainfall ever recorded in the state of Michigan. So, for all the deniers out there, that's why you're not feeling Christmassy.
Yeah, you know, that really could be part of it. I even forced myself to, you know, not that I had to force myself. I actually enjoy Christmas music. I was out and about the other day, and I put Christmas music on in the car and thought, you know, I just kind of like to feel it. And I haven't started my shopping yet, so maybe that'll put me in the mood. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it, brother. That's all. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Tony. Hey, the second thing I wanted to talk about real quick is yesterday I heard an awesome statistic, and I don't know if your listeners have heard it yet, but what it is, it's a great rebuttal to a Republican talking point. And the one, or one of the ones that's out there right now, is they're saying that there are 47% of people in the U.S. that don't pay any federal income tax.
Right.
And they say, you know, instead of raising taxes on the rich, we should just get those people to pay. And what you need to do when you hear that is ask that person to break that down. Give me the demographics of that 47%, and they'll kind of look at you. The truth is that half, 50% of those people are below the poverty line. Another 25% of those people are seniors that are on a fixed income. And the remaining 25% of those people are students and unemployed people. And so, you know, I think you can at that point look at them and say, you really think we ought to be taxing those people? Come on. You know, the other thing that 47% leaves out, is it doesn't capture people who earn income that are here as illegal aliens. And if we had a legal path to citizenship for those people, we could start collecting tax on them too. So, you know, that whole talking point, it's a way to just blow it up and kind of throw it back at them. I loved it when I heard it.
No, and of course, because it's the truth, it's that much more. It's that much more profound. And you know, when we talk about, you know, you talked about, you know, people that are in the country and they're finding a quicker path towards citizenship. I don't know what people are afraid of. I truly don't know why people are afraid. These people are here anyway. Why not legitimize what we're doing? You know, they're here anyway. It makes no sense to ignore that fact.
Right. Well, and it just, you know, it's a fear thing, Tony. And the right wing, you know, they're people, they're selfish. They're also classically people I have found. And I'm a converted Republican, you know, and I can kind of speak from both sides of the fence. And it was when I was young and dumb. I say it's when I got wise and I grew up. I became a liberal. But Republicans are people who are, you know what, if it's not happening to me, it's not happening. Right. There is a denial game.
No,
you know?
there's a severe denial game, and I've been dealing with that for years with these folks. And unfortunately, you know, we had a guy call late in the show yesterday, and right away he wanted to attack me for my support I have from labor unions and that's fine because I don't hide that it's labor that supports the show. It's obvious that it is, and sure. I'm proud of it. It's not something that I hide from, and so he was like trying to, you know, get some dig in on me. The bottom line was what makes him uncomfortable is he doesn't have a way to attack me. Because I tell the truth. And he, you know, I'm not hiding behind anything. And it's not that he is, he's just in denial about everything. And imagine having to live that lifestyle, Dan, to know that, you know, that what you believe, because it's so selfish and self-centered, you know, if you look at it objectively, it makes you look like the fool that you are. And I would imagine that that's a difficult way to live your life. I don't know because I don't live it that way, but I would think it would be hard.
Yeah, well, and I think it just isolates those people, and the more isolated they get, unfortunately, the more they sort of dig in, and the more that they believe in sort of self, prophesized theories around, you know, what's hurting them or what's causing them to be held back, and they need someone to blame.
Yeah, well, you're right.
The laws of the world blame them, or give them someone to blame. That's for sure.
Well, they do like to play the blame game. There's no question that's true. And you know, and I get it all the time, whether it's through email or whether it's through phone calls, Dan, where people will say, "Hey, well, you know, this happened, and the guy was a Democrat, and therefore you need to own it." Well, it wasn't my mistake. I didn't do it, and I don't agree with it. Therefore, I don't need to own it. But,
right.
You know,
well, and a half of that, I don't know if it's true anyway. But.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Bud, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. As always, be safe out there, and let's see if we can find that holiday spirit together. Jeff, are you feeling it yet? Have you started your Christmas shopping? I don't know. I'm just not quite feeling it right now.
No, yeah, I'm with you. I haven't started the Christmas shopping. Actually, I have and I haven't, but it's different this year. I'm trying not to go, you know, to the mall and walk around or do anything. I'm trying to get it all done, like either online or something else, where that kind of changed things. And I think Dan's right. The weather is a huge factor. I mean, it's only snowed twice so far, it seems.
Yeah, and not in a significant way. You know, it hasn't really affected, you know, the commute too much. You know, we had that one morning that was pretty bad. It's supposed to snow tonight into tomorrow. And so we may get a little bit, but we're still talking less than an inch. We're not going to get, you know, 7, 8, 10 inches of snow. I don't know that I'm necessarily ready for that because, you know, it does affect us. But I'll take it at some point.
Do you have decorations up at your house?
Oh, yeah. My wife does a beautiful job of decorating our house. And it looks very, very, you know, Christmassy, very seasonal.
See, I don't have direct decorations yet. You know, my mom, I think, wants to pawn some off on me. Maybe old lights that don't work. I don't know. But I didn't take any. You know, I just was like, yeah, I'll worry about it later on. So my apartment doesn't have a Christmassy type feel to it, but yeah, maybe I'll go get some lights and then I'll start feeling Christmassy.
Well, you know, when I lived alone, when I was a bachelor, not unlike you, I, of course, you know, didn't decorate because it was just me. And I thought, okay, well, that's just one more thing I've got to clean up a couple weeks from now. That was the way I looked
at
it.
No, that's a good point.
And so what I ended up doing is I bought this small tree, Jeff. It was probably less than, let's say it was 2.5 feet tall.
The Charlie Brown tree?
Nicer than that. And it was a fake tree, but it was beautifully decorated. And what I would do is I had this little window in the house that I that I was living in at the time, had a little window that faced the street, and I would put that tree up on the table in front of that little window and plug it in. So from the outside, you could see the little tree that was plugged in that had all these nice little lights on it that looked pretty, right? From inside, that was it. That was the whole decoration. When I was done, I'd unplug the tree, put it back in the box, and put it back in the closet.
You tricked people then.
Well, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, kind of. But it was easy to clean up. It was easy to put up, easy to clean up. Because people were giving me a hard time about not decorating for the holidays. So that was my way of handling it. And I thought I handled it well. All right, quick break here. We got a lot to get to. We're going to get you caught up on a lot of the local stuff that's going on. Take a look at some national stuff. As you've heard, Donald Trump wants to do what? Wants to moderate a debate? It's actually quite funny. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Still a traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Things are looking good out there on the freeways right now. We are accident-free so far. Of course, over the next half hour or so, traffic volumes will start to build around some major intersections like I-696 and I-75, areas like that. For now, things are good. I'm Russ with traffic.
Drive through McDonald's and try the dollar menu featuring the meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese. Or the Golden McChicken. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, scattered flurries afternoon, partly sunny, a high right around 36. Tonight, scattered flurries turn into snow showers, mostly cloudy, a steady temperature around 32. And then tomorrow, scattered snow showers once again, mostly cloudy otherwise, a high right around the freezing mark. Quick look at Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 28. Right now, it's fair and 28 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
In November's elections, the national media gave extensive coverage to a proposed personhood amendment to Mississippi's state constitution. This extremist anti-abortion ballot initiative declared that a person's life begins not at birth, but at the very instant that a sperm meets the egg. However, extending full personhood to two-cell zygotes was too far out even for many of Mississippi's right-wing zealots, so the proposition was voted down. Meanwhile, the national media paid no attention to another personhood vote that took place on that same day. This was a referendum in Missoula, Montana, on a concept even more bizarre than declaring zygotes to be persons with full citizenship rights. It was a vote on overturning last year's democracy-killing decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in the now infamous Citizens United case. A narrow 5-man majority of the court had decreed that abracadabra, lifeless, soulless corporations are henceforth persons with human political rights. Moreover, said the 5, these tongueless entities must be allowed to speak by dumping unlimited sums of their corporate cash into our election campaigns, thus giving them a far bigger voice than us real-life persons. Missoulians, of course, cannot single-handedly overrule the Supremes, but they can be in the forefront of a grassroots movement demanding a constitutional amendment to reverse the court's perverse ruling. And that's just what Missoulians did, with a whopping 75% of voters calling on Congress to send such an amendment to the states for prompt ratification. This is Jim Hightower saying, hey, we can all be Missoulians. People in California, Colorado, Maine, Vermont, Wisconsin, and elsewhere are pushing such resolutions. For information on how to get your city and state to join in this call, go to wethepeoplecampaign.org/toolkit.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet.
tweet, tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Before we get to some more local stuff, I'm sure those of you who have been paying attention know that Donald Trump has put himself out there to moderate a debate amongst the Republican candidates for president. Oh, my. It's not gone well. I think that that's a pretty good way to portray this. It's not gone well, and besides Newt Gingrich, I don't know who's agreed to come. But let's take a look at, you know, some of this. We'll start off with, you know, Mitt Romney. Will he be there? This is what he had to say.
No, I'm not participating in that. We have two debates in December that I've agreed to participate in. The rest of the month is going to be spent campaigning, doing the political work you've got to do to get the support of people in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida. So we'll be hitting the trail. I spoke with Donald Trump earlier today. I indicated that we just can't make this debate. We're going to focus on the other two we've got and on some campaigning.
Okay. So that's Donald Trump, or that's Mitt Romney on whether or not he'll be there. Now, John Huntsman, who I still see as the most logical candidate for the Republicans, but apparently only Democrats see him as being a good candidate. But I mean that in a serious way, not in a, hey, you know, we could beat this guy. It's, you know, this guy could beat us candidate. But whatever, you know, they know what they know. This is what John Huntsman had to say.
This is what John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, presidential candidate, said when he was commenting on why he declined your invitation to appear at the debate.
I'm not going to kiss his ring, and I'm not going to kiss any other part of his anatomy. This is exactly what is wrong with politics. It's show business over substance. If he had any courage at all, he would be running for president of the United States of America.
Your response?
Well, first of all, I think it's sort of a disgusting statement, and, you know, I'm surprised it comes out of his mouth. And second of all, I'm not allowed to run because of the equal time provisions.
All right, and first of all, let me explain a little bit of that. He was on, Donald Trump was on the Laura Ingraham radio show. She's a conservative talk show host, nationally syndicated. Huntsman obviously was responding to, you know, his take on being part of it. And then, of course, Donald Trump's comment at the end there that the equal time provision, yes, it would require him to stop appearing so much narcissistically on every media outlet that'll take them. So they have for what it's worth. Fox News, of course, had its own opinion on Donald Trump and being the moderator of this debate and not looking at him in a very favorable light either. This is what they had to say.
Did candidates participate in debates in which the host is a television star and producer instead of a journalist?
I think it should be done by journalists. I think the reality is that the Trump debate is obviously what you're talking about. You know, he's played in this game. He's talked about running. He even talked yesterday about if he doesn't like, we don't have a strong enough candidate next May when his contract's up, he may run. I think he disqualifies himself for that. I think this is not a reality show. This is a serious effort to choose a presidential candidate, and the media ought to be totally involved in it.
But it's your sense, though, that that debate will not happen.
What I hear is that that Perry, Romney, Mrs. Bachman, the only one that's accepted is Gingrich at this point in time.
Yeah, and that is true. The only one that has accepted, to our knowledge, is Newt Gingrich. And this is what Newt Gingrich had to say about why he is doing it.
Donald Trump, you are in for this debate. And you laugh again. Why?
Oh, because I met with Donald yesterday. He is, as you know, he is such a character. I mean, this is larger-than-life entrepreneur who has now found television, is having the time of his life, and is, you know, a celebrity in his own right. He adds a level of excitement and zest that's interesting.
Have you thought through, though, what this might be like?
I assume it's like the apprentice presidency. I mean, you know, I can't imagine what it will be like, which is part of why this is a very serious business. We're picking the president of the United States, and we all have to be very serious. But every once in a while on the campaign trail, to have something that just sort of breaks out is good.
Any sort of thought about why the other candidates don't want to debate in front of with Donald Trump as a moderator?
You know, I don't understand it. I mean, everybody's got to do their own thing. But I don't know. I think if you're afraid to debate with Donald Trump, people are going to say, so you want me to believe you could debate Barack Obama? but you're afraid to show up with Donald Trump? And I think it strikes me it's kind of a very weak position. I don't know why people would do that.
Yeah, I don't know that people are afraid of Donald Trump. I don't know that I think that they're concerned with the circus atmosphere, which is of course can easily exist. That Donald Trump seems to seems to attract that kind of charade, if you will.
I love that he put it, it's going to be the apprentice presidency version. That's a reason enough not to do it right there.
Yeah, and maybe, and I don't know what he means by it, so yes, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. I don't know what he means by that. But Jon Stewart, as he always does, has his own unique way of looking at, the whole situation. This is what he had to say.
We are just confirming that Donald Trump will moderate a Republican debate on December 27th in Des Moines, Iowa.
Thank you, Keith. You know, sometimes when God closes a door, he opens a window. And sometimes standing outside that window is a circus peanut wearing a badger. Here's how you know it's going to be great. Regular Republicans, the one we used to hate, are downright scared.
It's going to be a giant ego trip. And anybody who thinks that Donald Trump is going to be the equivalent of Brett Baer or any one of the other moderators we had is kidding themselves.
Surely it is time for these candidates to do something presidential. Stand up and say, we're not going to be hijacked and participate.
Well, I'm not going to kiss his ring. And I'm not going to kiss any other part of his anatomy.
Donald?
A guy like Karl Rove, he's the one that gave us Bush, which ultimately gave us Obama. He's a political hack.
I've read George Will over the years. He's third rate. He makes so many wrong predictions.
A huntsman who's upset. I mean, he's got such low polling numbers. Look, I wouldn't feel too good if I had 1%.
I love this guy! Trump can never, ever, ever let slide. He can't let anything go. This is him yesterday doing a phone interview with Chuck Todd. But first, he wants to get one thing straight.
I didn't call you. You called me about 40 times trying to get me on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't call you. So your statement is false. Is it a correct statement that I did not call you? You called me?
We called you.
Okay,
you
good,
clearly
you
wanted
to say that, though, Chuck. I wish you would just be straight, Chuck, because honestly, I think you'd do a lot better if you were straight.
Let me ask you about your debate.
You have to tell the truth.
That is this man in a nutshell. He can't let go of the question of who called who first. And he's going to moderate a debate. Right, you think he's going to have any follow-up questions? No. I want to hear what you said when you meant I cut you off. No. I handle meatloaf for Gary Busey. You're nothing to me. Now, if Trump had only announced that he were moderating a debate, that would have been enough to make my week. But he did let slip one other bit of good news.
The fact is that if the wrong candidate is nominated to run, I would certainly think about running as an independent, yes.
Okay. We just let that sit where it's at. It's ridiculous. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump to begin with. I find him mildly entertaining on The Apprentice, and I haven't watched that technically in 5 years now, maybe more. Politically, I don't take him serious. Anybody that disagrees with him, that's them. It's never Donald, it's them. It's, George Will, it's George Will, it's not Donald. I'm no fan of George Will, don't get me wrong. I just find this whole quote-unquote debate thing fascinating, especially when there's only one candidate that has stepped up and said, yes, I will participate.
Can you imagine if it goes off like that? It's just him and Newt talking.
Well, at this point, that's what it's going to be. And I think what Newt needs to do, Jeff, is to say, listen, Donald, with all due respect, without there being another candidate, there's no debate. It's a conversation and it's an interview, but it's not a debate.
I know Buddy Reamer might want to go.
Well,
how about the people who get ignored by the GOP? He could have Newt and then the rest of the people.
Right, I got to stop you once and for all. It's Romer. Romer. Okay, I sat through 2 days of Buddy Romer interviews when we were out for Thanksgiving. It's Romer, Radford. Okay, I feel better now. Don't disappear on me.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to go on.
No, I said I was done. Let me hear you say Romer.
Romer.
There you go. You probably would like it. I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. Would you want to sit seriously? If you were a serious candidate, would you want to sit across from a table from Donald Trump and have him grill you as if he has some kind of credential to do it?
No, and the worst part is he says if the right person doesn't get it, which apparently is Newt because they're in each other's back pocket, if it's not him, then he's going to come out as a candidate. So if you are one of these other people and, he's going to bias the questions and then you get the nominee, then he's going to run as an independent.
Yeah, you put that pretty perfectly. I guess I'm just going to leave that alone because you just said it perfectly. Stop and think about that. I mean, seriously, stop and think about what Jeff just said. If you don't do it exactly the way Donald wants you to do it, well, then he's going to come out and run against you. He's going to show you how to do it right. Right? Is that what it's going to be?
Sounds like it.
In Iowa. I didn't think Donald would go to Iowa. Just not his thing. Not nice enough for him. I don't know. You're right, Jeff. If it's just Newt Gingrich, do you do it? Do you even do it, or do you cancel it? I guess I don't know, and maybe you don't know the answer to this either. What network has decided to pick this up? Has any network picked it up? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Which one? Does Trump have ownership in any of them?
No. No, he doesn't. I mean, he's got a deal with NBC, of course. That's where The Apprentice is seen. But I don't think they've stepped up. I mean, if they were all going to be there, a network would have picked it up, I think. I'm sure they would.
If they actually do it like The Apprentice, then I think NBC would do it. Like, if he answers a question, if Mitt Romney was to participate.
You're fired.
And he just goes, you're fired. Then NBC would definitely air that special.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I don't blame them all for walking away. All right, a quick break here. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Hey, if you've got nothing better to do today and you haven't done it yet, go over to Facebook, search for First Shift and like that page. We're trying to get up to 1,000 likes. We're 149 away. 149. Yes, you can be the difference. Try it. We'll take the break and we'll be back. This is First Shift.
This is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's Barter Pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I'm right here. Why are you asking where I'm at? Throw me under the bus like that? I'm fine. I'm right here. Welcome back, everybody. The top of the hour break, I got to tell you. Nothing quite like it. Not the top, just the break. What am I talking about? Not top of the hour. I've been, you know, this whole idea, this whole concept of Donald Trump placing himself as some kind of important character in the whole debate thing just blows my mind. All right, let me, we're going to talk in the next hour, by the way, which is why I was thinking top of the hour, with somebody that's currently unemployed and get an idea of what her life has been like. The president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, spoke eloquently yesterday about unemployment insurance and the need to extend it before Congress leaves for their end of the year break. And this is what the president had to say yesterday.
Finally, with millions of Americans still looking for work, it would be a terrible mistake for Congress to go home for the holidays without extending unemployment insurance. If that happens, then in January, they'll be leaving 1.3 million Americans out in the cold. For a lot of families, this emergency insurance is the last line of defense between hardship and catastrophe. Taking that money out of the economy now would do extraordinary harm to the economy. And if you believe that government shouldn't take money out of people's pockets, I hope members of Congress realize that it's even worse when you take it out of the pockets of people who are unemployed and out there pounding the pavement looking for work. We are going through what is still an extraordinary time in this country and in this economy. And I get letters every single day, and I talk to people who say to me, this unemployment insurance is what allowed me to keep my house before I was able to find another job. This is what allowed me to still put gas in the tank to take my kids to school. We cannot play games with unemployment insurance when we still have an unemployment rate that is way too high. I've put forward a whole range of ideas for reform of the unemployment insurance system, and I'm happy to work with Republicans on those issues. But right now, the most important thing is making sure that that gets extended as well. This isn't just something that I want. This isn't just a political fight. Independent economists, some of whom have in the past worked for Republicans, agree that if we don't extend the payroll tax cut and we don't extend unemployment insurance, it will hurt our economy. The economy won't grow as fast, and we won't see hiring improve as quickly. It'll take money out of the pockets of Americans just at the time when they need it. It'll harm businesses that depend on the spending just at the time when the economy is trying to get some traction in this recovery. It'll hurt all of us. And it will be a self-inflicted wound. So, my message to Congress is this. Keep your word to the American people and don't raise taxes on them right now. Now's not the time to slam on the brakes. Now's the time to step on the gas. Now's the time to keep growing the economy, to keep creating jobs, to keep giving working Americans the boost that they need. Now's the time to make a real difference in the lives of the people who sent us here.
Yeah, let me correct something. Yeah, let me correct something. This these comments were made on Wednesday, on Tuesday, not Wednesday. So I want to correct that up front. Jeff, you know, maybe we need to remind this audience that when we get our unemployment checks, those that need it, that money is spent locally. That money is spent at the local grocery store, the local gas station, the local clothier, whatever. The money's spent locally. It's not spent, you know, it's not being money that's being put in the bank. People aren't taking their unemployment checks and going out and buying investments somewhere. They're taking care of their local bills. They're paying their electricity, their gas bill.
Right, and that's an important thing as well, not just locally, but right away.
Right. It's literally, it comes in one hand, goes out the other. It's that quick. And so this idea that Congress would even consider playing with extending the unemployment provision for somebody that needs it is pretty disingenuous. And I'll remind you, as I said earlier in this hour, 61,000 Michiganders desperately need the unemployment insurance to be extended. 61,000, that's a lot of people, Jeff. 1.3 million nationally, but 61,000 in the state of Michigan. And let's hope that clearer heads prevail and that this doesn't become something that the Republicans hang another political issue on, which is what they did a year ago when we were talking about ending the Bush-era tax credits, and they wouldn't do it unless they wouldn't provide for more unemployment unless the president agreed to extend the tax credits another year, which he did, by the way. So he kept up his end of the deal. We just can't afford to do it any longer. Jeff, we need the tax credits to expire, and we need to make sure that people that are on unemployment that need these funds get them. Pretty simple.
You know, one of the things that was going around on Twitter yesterday and Facebook and all that, the social media networks, was the President Obama's website released a calculator to show you the difference between, you know, for people individually. You just answer a few questions. It would show you the difference between, you know, the payroll tax cut being dropped or continuing and how it would affect you personally. And a lot of people were pretty surprised by the differences.
Yeah, that's actually a very separate story, but I'm glad that you bring that up. There is a payroll tax that is a deduction that has been in place now for 18 months or so. That is also set to expire at the end of the year. And so what you're referring to, Jeff, is what that would cost you as an individual if that payroll deduction is allowed to expire. And so, yeah, it could be for some people quite significant annually. No question. It was a shocker for a lot of people. I didn't personally go and check it out. I don't know if you did. I'm guessing you didn't. But it's pretty shocking.
All designed to, you know, just to help the people out and stimulate the economy. That's the thing I don't think, people get is, oh, you're just, you know, giving free money away. It's like, first of all, that's not the case at all. And second of all, it helps everybody because it stimulates the economy. When you give breaks to people who have lots of money, they just save it.
Well, and even if you don't think it does, let's make it simple. Take it all away. Take it all away. Okay, let's say that you don't believe that it stimulates the economy. You're right. Take it all away and then see what happens. And, you know, quickly see what happens. It'll take about a day before you realize what you've done. And it's that significant, it's that important to maintain it. And this isn't about, you know, again, this is just about doing the right thing. The economy still isn't robust enough. We're still not creating the kind of jobs we need to create. And until we are, we cannot continue to, or we must continue to extend to those that desperately need these benefits that they have access to them. It's just, to me, that's just so fundamentally an American thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. And then this time of year, God forbid, you know, on top of all of that, to have this fight this time of year when people are struggling anyway, Jeff, you know, to not know whether or not, you know, you can even have a Christmas because your last check might come the last day of the year and you're done. Then what do? Tell the kids, you know what, I need that stuff back. I got to return it.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the Republicans step up and do the right thing. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. Russ is coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. Again, we're going to visit with somebody that's unemployed. Her name's Sharon Wimple. A compelling story. Jeff talked with her yesterday and looking forward to sharing her with you today. But we're going to get to all that on the other side of the break. So you're going to want to stay where you're at. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for punching in this morning. We'll be right back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning. This little traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy, 75 southbound, that ramp to westbound 96. We have another accident there. We had one earlier this morning. We have a new one now, partially blocking the ramp. I'm guessing that ramp's just a little bit slippery, so you will want to be careful on it. I'm Russ with traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, scattered flurries afternoon, partly sunny otherwise, a high near 36 tonight. Those flurries will stick around, and then after midnight, they turn into full-on snow showers, mostly cloudy, steady temperature right on the freezing mark. And then on Friday, snow showers once again, mostly cloudy, a high near 32. Right now, it's barren, 28 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up at the top of the hour.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Our top story this hour, warnings that Europe could unravel and the monetary system could crash. France's Minister for European Affairs says Eurozone finance leaders must solve the debt crisis or face disaster. Those leaders are meeting in Brussels to try to hammer out solutions. CNN's Jim Bolden reports they have a daunting task ahead of them.
It's very complicated, but what we're talking about is the future direction not only of the euro, but of Europe.
Two more men have come forward to say they were sexually abused by former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky. CNN's Jason Carroll reports Sandusky's working to post a $250,000 bail to get out of jail again.
Jerry Sandusky denies these new allegations just as he's denied the previous ones. He now faces a total of 52 charges related to sexually abusing young boys.
A sightseeing helicopter crashed near Hoover Dam late yesterday and killed all five people aboard. CNN's Nanette Sosa reports the chopper was on a tour of the dam when it went down east of Las Vegas.
Andrew Munoz, a spokesman with the Lake Mead National Recreation Area.
They were able to put an officer on the ground and confirm that all five people on board were deceased.
The FAA says they don't yet know why the accident happened. Nanette Sosa, CNN.
The suspect in the murder of a 7-year-old girl in Georgia is a man who worked at the apartment complex where she lived. Heather Johnson Coker knows the suspect, 20-year-old Ryan Brunn, because they live in the same complex. She says Brunn seemed like a nice guy.
He was very outgoing. He would just come up and talk to you. He'd go up and talk to the children.
Lawyers for the woman who has filed a civil lawsuit against Casey Anthony will be back in court today to try to get a judge to force Anthony to answer questions. Zenaida Gonzalez is suing Anthony for defamation, saying Anthony falsely accused her of kidnapping her 2-year-old daughter. Gonzalez says she never met Anthony or her daughter. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's a $150 value for a drill, circular saw, two batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When it comes to energy in America, there is a saying, coal is king. But there may be a soon-coming coup in the energy kingdom. This morning, Exxon is predicting that by 2025, natural gas will become the most used fuel for generating electricity in the U.S. and also will become the second most used fuel in the world behind oil. Exxon says the change stems from better methods being developed for extracting natural gas and the public push toward cleaner burning fuels. Earnings are up at Costco Wholesale, but so are costs. That means a quarterly report analysts have found disappointing. Costco is dealing with its higher costs by passing some of them on to you. That includes a $10 increase in its annual membership fee. Ahead of the latest decision on interest rates and economic policy intervention from the European Central Bank in less than an hour, European markets are ticking slightly higher. S&P futures, though, down 2 points. NASDAQ futures up 1. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday program. We got a great hour of radio lined up for you. 7:50, you know what that means. Occupy Detroit visits Occupy First Shift. That's right. It'll be a great time, I promise. A lot of good things going on, and we're going to talk about some of the recent victories of Occupy Detroit and what that means to you. And we'll have some time for open lines. We got a little thing coming up on the mayor of Troy. An update on that. Jeff found a piece this morning. I think that it's worthy of your time. And some other local issues coming your way as we work our way up to the holiday season. So welcome back. If you're just joining us, then welcome. Thanks for punching in this morning. Our next guest comes to us through a tough trial, if you will. You know, many of us are aware that unemployment is still a significant factor, not only in Michigan, but all over the country. And unfortunately, we're coming up to an anniversary, an auspicious anniversary of that. Many of you who are paying attention a year ago knows that in order to extend unemployment benefits, unemployment insurance benefits for chagrin of many. But here we are a year later. We still have a significant amount of people throughout the country and certainly within the state of Michigan that are unemployed. And Congress has yet to act on whether or not to further extend unemployment benefits to those that are receiving them. Some of them are looking at exhausting not only their state benefits, but their federal benefits. And without an extension, we all know what that means. It means not only nothing in the stocking for Christmas, not even a lump of coal, because they can't afford that. And as we were just talking about in the last hour, folks, it's critically clear that when somebody gets that unemployment check, that money stays in the community. It's used instantaneously. This is not money that's wasted, and it's not money that's used for other purposes. But to support that family. Let's turn our attention to our next guest now. Joining us is Sharon Wimple. Sharon is unfortunately unemployed, but not because she hasn't worked hard to find a job. It's just because, like so many in the state of Michigan, there just aren't jobs to be had. And Sharon, I want to welcome you to First Shift this morning.
Well, good morning.
Thank you for giving of some of your time. I do appreciate it. Obviously, you know, Sharon, as I said, you're unemployed. Give us an idea. Give my audience an idea of what field you were most recently in.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to have a voice on this issue. I think it's very important. I worked in healthcare for 10 years. Prior to that, I was a director of a program for 13 years and also a paralegal. I have a bachelor's degree in business and a master's degree, and I've never found myself unemployed, so this is new territory for me.
Well, yeah, and I'm listening to your credentials, and I'm thinking you're the perfect employee. And aren't we told that healthcare jobs are still growing by the tens of thousands, and those are the fields to get into?
Well, if you are direct care, by that you're giving services to the resident or patient, if you're a nurse or a nurse's aide, but I was more in administration. I was a director, one of 10 in the long-term health care facility that I worked at.
Okay.
So those jobs are being honed or cut.
Yeah. And did you have any idea that your job was threatened?
No. I was taken by complete surprise. The organization that I worked for, I know they were facing some economic difficulties, but we all worked together. I experienced a 4-day work week for a year. We all, you know, shoulder to shoulder trying to make things work. And we had new administration come in, and they had a policy or a program that they were going to try to do to have what they wanted as their economic sustainability by 2016. And I heard of other departments being outsourced, but mine was never talked about until I was asked to come and meet with HR, and we have a very good relationship. So when I walked in that room, that office, I had no clue. And then we're talking about gardens. It was the end of, July. And all of a sudden, I looked down at the table, and there's some separation papers. And they said it has nothing to do with performance, and they gave me my personnel file to verify that. But they combined 3 departments into 1, and they didn't need all the directors. So I found myself without a position for the first time in my life.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear this story. I mean, that had to have been just so daunting for you. I would guess that you are a person that cares about their work environment, that has a work ethic, that understands the importance of the work that they do, and carried out those duties as best you could. And I would think if we were to look at your personnel file, probably filled with a lot of accolades for the work that you did as well, Sharon Wimple.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And through how I was raised, I was taught by my parents, you work hard, you do what needs to be done, you do the best of your ability no matter what the job is. You study hard, you get good grades, and things will work out. And that same ethic has been echoed by President Obama. But it doesn't always ring true. Life is a little tricky that way.
Yeah, let me ask you just a basic question. And, mm-hmm. I understand that your husband has a good job, but this isn't about your husband's job. This is about what you are contributing to the family. And I understand that you've worked very, very hard to try to replace this position and have had no luck. Is that correct?
That is correct. My husband's job has a very good job, and so moving out of state at this point really isn't an option. Plus, we believe in community. We do a lot of volunteer work, as he does. But I have tried. What my salary was and my whole unemployment for a month doesn't even equal 1 pay period. So it was, I'm just thankful we have 3 children, 2 have graduated, but because of the economic environment in our state, have had to seek employment elsewhere, and our 3rd child will graduate from Northern Michigan University in Marquette in May, and she's looking at the same path that her brother and sister had to travel. We'd rather have everyone in the state, but it's not a possibility.
No, it's not any longer. It is not a possibility. As far as your unemployment benefits, obviously they help bridge that gap between, you know, what you were making and what, of course, unemployment provides for you. It doesn't make up the whole gap, of course, and it never does for anybody. So that's not the point of my asking this question. My point of asking the question is, if those unemployment, if that unemployment check goes away, there is a negative impact on you and your family, is there not?
Oh, absolutely. Because those things are used for immediate expenses. Food, gas, to look for a job, any bills that come in on a monthly basis. Everyone has to pay for electricity and heat and water and things like that. So that's where that fund is going. And when that's no longer available, it's not there. So you have to figure out where it's going to come from.
No, it's just, again, it's just, this is wrong. We shouldn't even be having the discussion. Congress should obviously just do what we know is the right thing to do, Sharon Wimple, and that is to continue to fund unemployment until we get this economy figured out. You didn't ask for this.
No.
You are working very hard to replace that job with another job. You know, this idea, I think a lot of times, Sharon, people get this idea that, you know, once you lose your job, you become lazy and you become depressed and then you don't do anything. And you know what? You might get depressed. It might be daunting. It might be hard, but you're not giving up. You're working very hard to try to replace that job.
Yeah. No, I don't give up. That's not part of my vocabulary. I will admit the first week or two, it was hard to leave the house because you feel a whole gamut of emotions. You feel shame. You feel, what could I have done? Could I have seen this coming? And then you work through that, and then you really have to pick yourself up and still be involved. So volunteer, because people aren't hiring. So I volunteered in areas that I was familiar with, but also in areas that would stretch me and maybe give me some new skills that would help me in my job search. We live in a rural area, and jobs aren't very plentiful. We had Congressman Wahlberg come to our town hall meeting once, and I raised my hand and had a few questions but regarding the jobs issue and so forth. And he had two aides, and I know that costs money, too. We're a small town, so I'm thinking he could have come by himself. There were no answers. The only thing that happened was I got my name in the paper saying I disagreed with Mr. Wahlberg's stance.
Well, listen, Sharon, we're just out of time for today, but I want to let you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. Hopefully Congress will do the right thing and extend this unemployment for you and your family. And in the meantime, blessings to you, and thank you for sharing your story so courageously.
Oh, you are so welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much. You. All right, folks, a quick break here, and we'll be back. Sharon Wimple, once again, stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
This is Mark Brewer, Chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. That is a little bit backed up, as is 75 southbound between 14 mile down to 8 mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast of the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, some scattered flurries afternoon, a high near 36. Tonight, scattered flurries turn into snow showers, mostly cloudy otherwise. A low right around the freezing mark, and then on Friday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33, some scattered snow showers as well. Right now, it's fair and 28 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More first shift going up after this.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano. 1310 WDTW.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born? Born for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You got the number. Give us a call. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. Want to remind you very quickly that we have secured a phone number for you to call if you're interested in taking your workplace to a whole new level. If you'd like to work in a union shop, this is the number you need to call. It's 1-800-321-6406, 1-800-321-6406. You can be as anonymous as you'd like to be, or, you know, just full out, give your name, whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with. This phone number is about getting you the information that will empower you to start a new dynamic in that workplace, and that is to put you your company in a position to be unionized. It's not as daunting as you might think. I know it can be intimidating, but this is the way you get information. So just call that number, 1-800-321-6406, 1-800-321-6406. Get the information you need. Bring it to the people that you work with. Decide if this is something that you want to do, how you do it. You can get all your questions answered at that number, 800-321-6406. Give it a try. I think it's going to be the smartest thing you've ever done. Jeff, nice find with Sharon Wimple. I can see why you were so high on her when you were talking about her this morning in our production meeting. She was a great guest.
Yeah, Zach Pohl actually hooked us up with her, and obviously, you know, he's very good at finding guests as well.
Yeah, Zach is, of course, the communications director with We Are the People, who is they've spent a lot of time on this show. That's how we originally met Carla Swift, who is now the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. But Sharon's story is compelling. It's clear to me, you know, that, again, it's just one of those stories, Jeff, that deserves to be told.
She's in a situation this is none of her doing. She can't find a job. That unemployment check that she gets pays for, as we said, immediately pays for things like food and utilities and gas in your car. You know, it's stuff that, you know, people need just to get from point A to point B. And, you know, so I hope that she was able to find something soon. But more importantly, in the short term, that her unemployment benefits are extended so that they can continue to put food on the table. Ultimately, that's what's important. It's hard. I don't think people have any idea. And Jeff, have you ever been unemployed in your professional career?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you understand. You've been through it.
And, you know, she was right. It's like a full-time job because you constantly – it's maybe – in a way, it's even worse if you're used to structure, because if you go to a job and you know, okay, I got to, by 9 o'clock I do this, and then, you know, I got to get this done by this time and that. When you're unemployed, it's like everything's on your shoulders. Like, if you don't do it, no one's going to be sitting there saying, hey, you know, send this resume by 1 o'clock. It's all on you. If you say, well, today, I'll take today off because I'm not feeling, you know, all that great, and I'll send some resumes out tomorrow. Then suddenly you get into that rhythm where you're not doing it. So, like she said, the first 2 weeks you feel kind of bad, but then you've got to kick yourself in the pants and get going.
Yeah, you know, I've to some degree, I've done that as well, although I've always been self-employed and I've always had a self-employed income. It's not always been enough of a self-employed income, if you understand what I mean by that. And so, you know, there was a time not long ago that I thought, you know, maybe it's time I found a quote-unquote real job, and did not realize how daunting a prospect that was until I put myself in a position. And it was, you know, going to talking to headhunters, Jeff, and just reaching out and networking with people. And, you know, people would, you know, what I had to fight was people would say, oh, my God, you've worked for yourself for all these years. Why would you want to work for someone else? It's called stability. It's called a paycheck. You know, even unemployed people, Jeff, go through, even self-employed people go through periods where they don't get paid. And after a while, that can get pretty old, dude.
Oh, yeah. At least when you're job hunting, you talk to somebody, though. One of the things that came out when I was talking to Sharon in my own experiences, sometimes, you have to apply online. So you fill out their form online and you just click send. Then maybe you get an email confirmation, but you never talk to somebody. You don't even know if anyone's reading your email. It just goes into a giant database.
Right, been there. Yeah, and you said maybe. I mean, it's the more not. You rarely hear back from anybody once you hit that send button. Rarely do you get a return email. And if you do, it's, we've received your credentials. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch if you meet or match our what we are looking for. That's it. It's done. It's over. And then, you know, you find yourself, if you're keeping track, one of the things that I got that started to frustrate me was when I would see a job that I knew that I could perform. It doesn't matter what the job was. Let's just say I knew I could perform it, Jeff. And you see it advertised week after week after week after week, and they're not filling the job, and you're going, I can do this job. Why don't you, you know, I've filled out, you know, your paperwork. Call me. Why aren't you calling me? There's nothing you can do.
Well, and you always hear stories of people getting jobs, I guess maybe before these internet databases came along, where it's, you know, this guy maybe didn't have the spectacular resume, but when you met him, you knew, boy, he's going to be a good worker. He's good to have around. You know, he won me over with his work ethic and personality. And you can't do that if you never have that human interaction. So,
well, I would venture to guess. Let's throw it out there. 888-552-3595. I'm venturing to guess that there have been a lot of people that have been in that situation that listen to this show, that they were right for the job. They applied for the job. They just couldn't get the interview. And how mind-numbing mad that makes you, Jeff, when you know that you can do a particular job, or even if there's a job that's below your pay grade, but you're willing to do it because you just want to work. How many people are like that out there right now, do you think? Thousands, wouldn't you think?
I would say so, yeah.
You know, and it's not like it's going to be a negative for them to take this job. They're not coming into it from a negative perspective. They're not saying, well, it's below me, but I'll do it. No, that's not what they're saying at all. They're saying, hey, listen, I'd be happy to have the job. Give me a chance.
Well, in some cases, maybe they actually are hiring, you know, somebody who's overqualified, and then that's why we hear the story about kids coming out of high school or straight out of college not having jobs because, you know, everyone's is a step down, and now if you're coming out of college, you're the low rung. You have to work even harder.
Well, to somebody, and we're getting close to. I'll just be honest with you. I had, and I won't say because it's within our listening audience. I had an opportunity to be the director of a very prominent organization, nonprofit in the Detroit area, and I had interviewed for that job last March. It might have been April. And one of their concerns was that if I got offered a job in radio, that I would go back to radio. And you know what my answer to them was? I'm never going back to radio.
Nice.
Now, that was March. Of course, I went back in May. Now, listen, had I gotten that job and then this had come up, I would have been happy with my decision to take that job. I wouldn't have looked back. I can honestly tell you that and tell you that with all sincerity. But when this radio job came along, how could I say no? It's the perfect gig. I love what I do. But that was one of the questions was, you know, if you get offered a job, would you go back to radio? No, of course not. And look what I'm doing now. I made a liar out of myself, but not deliberately. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Little traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. 696 westbound between Cousins and 35. That is a little bit slow. Have an accident 96 eastbound near Milford Road. Careful up that way. I'm Russ with traffic.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, some scattered flurries afternoon, a high in the mid-30s tonight, some scattered flurries after midnight, then some snow showers after that, mostly cloudy, steady temperature right around 32. And then on Friday, doesn't really get any warmer, mostly cloudy, a high near 33, some scattered snow showers as well. Right now it's fair and 28 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A new report called Corporate Tax Dodging in the 50 States, 2008 to 2010, shows many major highly profitable corporations paid no state income taxes in at least one of the last 3 years. This massive corporate tax dodging shifts the tax burden more to working families and contributes to the budget crisis hitting many state governments. Matthew Gardner, Executive Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, is co-author of the report.
Found that 68 of these companies like DuPont, Intel, Wells Fargo, and GE, have figured out ways not only to pay zero in state taxes, but to get tax refunds despite being hugely profitable over the last 3 years.
Gardner says common sense reforms by the states could make sure that corporations pay their fair shares, but many state governments continue to give these corporations tax breaks. If Congress doesn't move fast to extend federal unemployment benefits, 2 million jobless workers could lose their lifeline. Chris Owens, executive director of the National Employment Law Project, says the damage done should Congress fail to extend the benefits goes far beyond those 2 million unemployed Americans.
6 million will be affected in that manner over the course of the next year. This will be a huge body blow to the economy. It would suck $90 billion in revenues out of the economy. It could cost us 500,000 jobs that would otherwise be created or maintained.
Washington, D.C. Take Back the Capitol protesters focused on lobbyist offices to disrupt the money-influenced politics as usual Wednesday. Jesse Russell reports.
Rain didn't keep protesters away on Wednesday as a march intended to shut down the infamous K Street in Washington, D.C. went forward. Thousands of protesters descended on the street most commonly known for housing the offices of a large number of Capitol lobbyists. The K Street action was the second day of mass protests in the city. Other actions have included an Occupy the Capitol rally where protesters from all 50 states converged on congressional offices to speak with members of their state delegations. Some representatives, such as Republican Representative Sean Duffy from Wisconsin, took time to meet with a handful of the protesters. Others, such as Republican Representative Paul Ryan, also from Wisconsin, closed their doors on constituents. Today we'll see more action at the offices of key congressional leaders. The protests have been mostly peaceful, with only a handful of K Street protesters being voluntarily arrested yesterday.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Got a couple emails that we'll get to in just a moment. We are open line till 7:50 when Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift. So if you want to join us, feel free to do it. Again, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Bill in Westland to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Bill. Thanks for punching in with us this morning.
Happy holidays to you, Tony.
Thank you. What's on your mind this morning, Bill?
This idiot we've got running our state. What happened to the recall movement?
It died, Bill. It died.
Oh, my God almighty, the way they were talking to me when I signed up, they had more than enough signatures.
Well, apparently they didn't, and I don't know. You know, Bill, I wasn't intimately involved with it. Of course, I gave them a lot of airtime on this show. To be honest with you, I think that maybe they were doing a little bit of salesmanship that wasn't terribly honest, to be upfront with you about that.
You think maybe it might have been the other side taking the signatures.
Well, you know what? There's that possibility as well. I only know one thing for sure. The governor didn't get recalled. That's what I know for sure.
Another thing I'd like to know, are you related to the Tony Trupiano that was an electrician at Ford's?
And no, I'm not related to him, but I've been asked that question a lot. I understand he's a good man, so...
He was president of the...
Of the local,
unit.
Right, absolutely, right. No, not related, not a blood relation anyway.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Right. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope you come out. I hope we come out ahead some of these days.
We will.
I've been retired for 26 years.
That doesn't matter, Bill. We need to protect you as we need to protect somebody just getting into the workforce. So I appreciate your call. You keep the faith. Have a great holiday, and I appreciate you listening to the show.
I'm going to keep fighting.
All right. Appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, Donnie.
Absolutely,
thanks a
Bill.
Lot.
Thank you so much. Again, 888-552-3595. That was a nice call. Got an email from somebody and a couple emails. And actually, this first one is quite interesting. It says, I've been unemployed now for just under 3 years. It'll be 3 years come February. I have worked as hard as I possibly can to find a job, any job in any industry doing anything. I've given up the idea that my ego was more important, which it was at one time. It's not even about what I was trained to do. It's not even about, Tony, what I want to do. At this point, I just want to feel like I matter, and I no longer feel that way. I am one of those people that will lose their last benefit on December 31st, and I can't even fathom what I will do to make up the little bit of money that comes in that helps me feed my family and makes me feel like I'm worth something. Even though it's unemployment, it is my unemployment. Once that goes, what do I have to give to my family? Literally, absolutely, positively nothing. I have no idea where to turn. I've been to counselors, but I can't afford that any longer. I just don't know what to do. I will do anything, Tony, and he writes that in capital letters, anything to find a job.
And I would hope that I will get that opportunity here someday soon, although I don't have any reason to believe that I should be optimistic, as every job I have applied for, even at the local fast food restaurant, I am looked at with great suspicion, and therefore have no reason to believe that I will find something anytime in the near future. If you can help me, please do. Of course, you probably can't, but it was worth the ask. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. A lot of people out there like that. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Yeah, that's hard. All right, 888-552, I'm sorry, 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones. Theo is back with us. Merry Christmas to you, Theo. Welcome back to First Shift.
Happy Thursday.
Thank you, dear.
I call to tell you I appreciate your decision because we need you, Tony, right where you are. There's no other show that I've come across that has extended the kind of courtesy that you have to the people who were occupying Grand Circus Park to give them an opportunity to talk about what their issues are, why they are doing this, why it is really expanding nationwide. And it's really sad that the syndicated media does not give the kind of exposure so that people will understand they are representing the majority of the people in this country.
Oh, Theo, that's true. They are representing the majority of the people of this country, and I don't understand why the mainstream media doesn't give it more weight, more time, more space, more opportunity, because ultimately we're speaking to the issues that matter to the majority of people in this country.
Right. And also you give people the incentive to stand up and have the courage to speak out and become active on their own behalf. And that's very important. And the way you encourage them to get registered to vote, I don't know of any other program that is encouraging that and providing the opportunity online either. So those kinds of things that I'm sure I speak for others who have not called in. And we know that you benefit this community throughout very thoroughly, very well. And I appreciate that.
Well, Theo, thank you. And I appreciate your call. Obviously, I love what I do. I love that I have the opportunity. But, you know, I have to give thanks to the greater labor community that supports this show financially, especially the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. It's President Roger Robinson, who, when they sat down with me back in April of last year, you know, gave me a task, and they said, you need to responsibly go out and do something that will make a difference. This is not about our union. It's about union, period.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the spirit of solidarity and in offering that up, Theo, we have uncommonly been able to reach out to an affected community that does include the majority of us. And, you know, the idea, and this goes back to something that was said on this show by one of my callers many months ago, there are more of us, Theo, than there are of them. And you can define that any way you want, us and them, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There are more of us, and we need to stand up, and we need to stand up proudly, and we need to stand up with courage, and we need to just to do what we know to be the right thing to do, and that's just to not back down and continue to fight for the people that need a voice. And I'm happy to be one of those people and to be in that mix. It is truly an honor to do what I do on a daily basis. I cannot assure you enough how true that is. I feel honored to be here. Truly, I do.
Well, thank you, and I will continue to encourage others to join the First Shift.
Well, thank you, Theo. I appreciate that, and thank you for punching in this morning. That's awfully nice of you. A nice call, and I do appreciate it. 888-552-3595 is the number for the show. You know, ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, I feel certainly an obligation, a direct obligation for those of you that I've got to know more personally since the show began, because there are some of you that I now have a personal relationship with. I'm grateful for that. Anybody that writes me and you know, with almost no exception all knows that I write back, and it's my writing, it's my words, You know, I try not to promise anything that I can't keep. And I try to be very realistic about what we do. At the same time, I'd like to think that we are, you know, we are motivational and inspirational in some regard. I realize some days are probably better than others. No question that's true, but we are working hard. Jeff and Anthony and I try to put together a responsible show on a daily basis that matters. And sometimes it's harder to do than you think. There are days where we really do try to want to make a more profound difference than we can. We just don't have access to the people or information that we want access to, but we continue our, and will continue to fight to bring you the best radio we can. Let me try to get a couple calls in here before we get to the break. I want to go to Jim in Garden City. Jim, thanks for punching in this morning. Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind today?
Well, like the lady said, you're not getting the word out on the negative side of what's going on by Washington. And basically, it's been deregulation. There was a time, if you owned a newspaper, you couldn't own a radio station in a certain area. They deregulated. Now you've got a few people own 80 stations, and guess who gets to set the editorial comments on newspapers and radios?
Yeah, you know, just
people that owns them.
Right, Jim. It's a problem. This you know, even the building I'm sitting in, with all due respect, they own 7 radio stations. Now, many of them are entertainment related. They're not editorial content. But still, they own 7 radio stations. They could easily own a couple newspapers in this market or a television station because of deregulation. So you've got it 100% right, Jim, and I appreciate that. Unfortunately, the law is the law. And until somebody has the courage to step up and change it, Jim, it's just not going to change. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, come the voter revolution, hopefully, when the Republicans aren't even fielding a dog catcher, we can rescind and reestablish all of the stuff that's been deregulated since.
Well, it's called the fairness, and in this case, it's called, Jim, the fairness doctrine. I just got to get to the next call, but I appreciate you calling. It's the fairness doctrine, and unfortunately, they took a dump on that a while ago. Very quickly, Jim in Lincoln Park, welcome to First Shift.
Yeah, it's actually Tim. How you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. I heard you on the Peter Werby show a long time ago.
Yep, absolutely. What can I...
What I wanted to say was a lot of this is due to something called good old, or actually bad old Reaganomics. You know, what happens is when you tax the rich as low as possible, and then you put a heavy tax burden on the middle class and the poor, you create things like outsourcing, union busting.
Absolutely. Tim, we got to get to the break. I appreciate it. Call back when we got more time. Sorry about that. Occupy Detroit when we continue.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift.
On 1310 WDEW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. My caller, Tim, in the last segment. Sorry about that, buddy. We were just right up against the clock. We just couldn't keep you, so please call back some other time. Normally, and we may still, at this time, do Occupy Detroit. We are in wait of our guest. I did get a very late word who our guest would be today. We have not yet heard from that person, so as soon as we have him on the line, we will bring him to you. I just want to remind you that they are still doing some amazing work. This week, of course, it's been the OccupyOurHomes.org. And, you know, you should, if you have not been there yet, you should go there. Want to be mindful. If you take a step back, you know, a lot of people were doing the, what's this Occupy thing all about? Especially when it was at Grand Circus Park and people thought that this was just about young people looking for a handout, which is not what Occupy Detroit is about in any way, shape, or form. When you stop and think about what they've been able to accomplish, especially the good relationship that they have with not only the media, but with the Detroit Police Department, you stop and think about the kind of work that they're doing that's growing and that is putting a positive spin on what the Occupy movement is about. I'm going to say it again. I haven't said it in a week or so. I still think Occupy Detroit is the model, is the national, or should be the national model for how the Occupy movement should move forward, whether it's the restoration project, whether it's the Occupy Our Homes, or anything else that the Occupy movement's involved in. It is proactive and it's positive. My guest is here, so this is good news. Let me turn my attention now to our next guest for Occupy Detroit. Joining me now is Dan Kastner, here to talk about some of the positive stuffs I've been throwing out on this end. Dan, welcome to First Shift.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. It's a pleasure to have you on this morning. Hope things are well in your world.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. So anyway, let's you know, I was saying, a lot of positive stuff going on with Occupy Detroit. Let's talk about some of that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you mentioned was Occupy Detroit being a model nationwide, and I guess I have to think that some of the stuff that we've been doing, you know, such as the neighborhood restoration projects or the Occupy Our Homes things to deal with foreclosures. I mean, these are also going on across the nation. So we're definitely not the only ones doing this sort of thing. It's in dozens of states, more dozens of cities. So.
No, I mean, and I'm glad that you bring that up because it is still happening. Just because it's no longer front page news, Dan, and because it's not, you know, the hot, sexy topic of the moment doesn't mean that good work doesn't continue to happen. And certainly what we've seen happen in Detroit this week is a classic example of that. As we moved our way through the week, you know, two families involved in the National Day of Action with Occupy Our Homes. You know, the Henrys, who were on this very show, you know, sharing their story, which was a fabulous story to tell. Because, you know, again, it has to do with the truth. When the truth gets out there, I think that it has a tendency to resonate with people a bit more. But certainly what the Henrys have been through is just frankly wrong. And if we can help in some ways to right that wrong, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, some of the examples, helping out specific families has really shown, you know, the power that we have as a collective voice to come together, and it's showing that we can make an impact when we stand up to the truth, and the truth is going to resonate, and that's what's so important about these actions.
There's no question. I find it again, I find it empowering. You know, again, we take a look at these issues and we say, well, you know, again, what's this all about? This is about a handout, and actually, this isn't about a handout at all. In fact,
to frame it as a handout is totally misrepresents what this is about. I mean, this is about all sorts of types of injustices, economic, social. It's across the board, governmental systems that are obviously failing us in every way. All you have to do is start to look at what's going on for yourself, and the answers are all there. The issues are seem to be more and more clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Again, if you'd like to join us, folks, 888-552-3595. Bomani joins us now from Detroit. Bomani, happy holidays to you, my friend. What's on your mind? You're on the air with Dan.
Happy holiday. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Listen, I just want to know if it's true that Occupy Detroit is assisting with the petition for the EM law.
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, that's really all I want to know. And thank you. I agree with Theo, who called earlier. You really have done a lot to help us here in Detroit. I wish we had more people like you.
Oh, Bomani, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that a great deal. Yeah, in fact, last Friday, they were helping the Occupy Detroit group took petitions and went out and got more signatures, and they're trying to find, of course, they're helping with volunteers to certify signatures as well. So thanks so much. You know, and go ahead, Dan.
If I could get another word in.
Sure, of course. Of course you can.
I just wanted to emphasize the larger scope of this. It's really easy because this is the city that we just happen to be in to be like Occupy Detroit, Detroit, Detroit. But this is, I just want to emphasize, this is worldwide. This is bigger than just this one city. And the plans in the works, are unfolding right before our eyes. The way that the network of all of this is just expanding. It's expanding more rapidly than even the people involved would have ever expected.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Detroit is going to become a major communications hub for all of this. So I just want to make everybody out there aware of that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, Dan? You take a look at how quickly this has come together, how profoundly it's making a difference, and you know, we've just barely scratched the surface on what we can and will do with Occupy Detroit and Occupy whatever, whether it's Wall Street, whether it's Portland, whether it's San Antonio. The sky's the limit. Dan, thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays to you, and I appreciate you sharing with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for all your coverage. Much appreciated.
No problem. Dan Kastner once again with Occupy Detroit. Let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. David Holtz will be with us in the next hour from Progress, Michigan. We haven't visited with them in a while, so it's great to have him back. A great subject to sink our teeth into. Want to thank everybody for the nice email they're sending. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back right after we do this. Down the street. Say hello to friends you know. And
and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Subtle traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Still have the disabled vehicle out there blocking the right lane. Study Hive southbound approaching McNichols. Traffic is backed up all the way to before I-696. I'm Ross with traffic.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 36, some scattered flurries afternoon. Tonight, scattered flurries before midnight, then some snow showers are likely, mostly cloudy. A steady temperature right around the freezing mark, and then on Friday, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy otherwise, a high near 33. Right now, it's 26 degrees and partly cloudy at Detroit City Airport.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour. Pessimists say this is high noon for Europe. A crucial Eurozone summit is taking place in Brussels, Belgium, to try to solve the European debt crisis. CNN's Frederick Plaikin reports German officials, among many others, are noticeably nervous about what's at stake.
They're a lot more uneasy about this than they have been in the past. I've spoken to a lot of German officials off the record. A lot of them have been telling me that they're much more worried about Euro than they're actually saying in public.
Total of 10 people now have accused former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky of molesting them as children. He's jailed on $250,000 bail. CNN's Jason Carroll says the grand jury report shows that one victim believes Sandusky's wife turned a blind eye to abuse in the house.
It says the victim testified that on at least one occasion he screamed for help, knowing that Sandusky's wife was upstairs, but no one ever came to help him.
Searchers have found the pocketbook of Shannon Gilbert, the missing New Jersey woman whose disappearance last year led authorities to the discovery of 10 sets of human remains on Long Island, New York. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer says there's no sign of Gilbert, but a cell phone, some jeans, and a pair of shoes were found nearby.
The remains have been out there now for over a year and a half. The remains would have disintegrated, and it wouldn't be unusual for the clothing to be lying there loose by themselves.
Newt Gingrich's lead in the polls in three key battleground states has expanded into the double digits, according to a new poll. CNN's Wolf Blitzer asked Gingrich if there's any risk he might make a blunder that would derail his campaign.
Is it possible? I guess. On the other hand, I've had a very long career, and I have a very public record, and I think people are coming to decide that they like substance.
Former CEO of bankrupt brokerage firm MF Global, John Corzine, will testify to Congress today on how more than $1 billion in customer money vanished. His prepared remarks show that he's expected to apologize and say he doesn't know where the money went. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
With U.S. Fed Reserve interest rates holding at historic lows for 3 years now, far greater drama has centered on European interest rates, especially as Europe tries to get a handle on its sovereign debt crisis. Minutes ago, the European Central Bank announcing it has cut key lending rate a quarter point from 1.25% to 1% flat. Economists around the world had widely expected a cut, but many were hoping for a more aggressive move than the one we see, especially as Standard & Poor's threatens to cut the European Union's credit rating if European moves to curtail the debt crisis are not aggressive enough. U.S. stock futures slipping slightly from earlier positions. S&P futures at break even. NASDAQ futures up 6 points. Getting fresh word of job cuts this morning. MEMC Electronics, maker of semiconductor wafers, is slashing 1,300 jobs, about 20% of the company's workforce. Job losses also coming as retailer Pacific Sunwear, also known as PacSun, says it's closing 200 stores. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano back with you. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning program. Hard to believe another week is just about behind us, but we've got another hour in this show. And then, of course, we've got all of tomorrow. Joe DeSano coming up tomorrow. We are in the process of looking for or waiting on David Holtz. So as soon as we've got him, we'll bring him to you. In the meantime, we can go open lines. Lots of issues that we can get to as well. 888-552-3595 is our number. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. So feel free to connect with us any way that's convenient for you. In the last hour, actually, yeah, it was the last hour. It might have been the 6 o'clock hour. We were talking about unemployment insurance. And actually, it's been the last couple hours. And the critical nature of Congress extending that. I think that anybody that is looking at what's happening with extending unemployment insurance understands the critical nature of that, how that is meant. That's a benefit that it helps locally. This is not something that does anything but provide some local dollars. As the president said in a speech that he gave on Tuesday, an important speech, that it would stop any kind of growth in the economy right now to unplug from the unemployment insurance fund. Wow, this is just an important time. Now, to switch gears here for just a second, couple things that I want to get into while we're waiting on David Holtz. One of them is a kind of a sensational story out of Warren. And I want you to put some thought to this. There's a Walmart there that is sitting empty. The building is sitting empty. And part of what has become a challenge for this community in Warren is that they are having businesses move away from this area because of the empty building. And that means fewer people coming to that area. We've got some audio that we want to share with you from Fox 2. This is Warren Mayor Jim Fouts talking about that development. Go ahead.
Not only are they stopping development, but they're hurting the potentiality for jobs and much-needed revenue for a city that's really a core suburban city.
Warren Mayor Jim Fouts says the gloves are coming off. Since 2008, the Walmart and Tech Plaza has been empty, an eyesore that Walmart is paying to keep vacant.
As far as I'm concerned, to prevent competition from taking place in the city of Warren that would compete with their facility in Sterling Heights.
Walmart moved its store just 2 miles up the road. Now Warren residents would like to see something else take its place.
If Walmart doesn't want to, just let it go.
I think they must have a lot of money that they don't need, that they're paying rent for something they're not using. It'd be nice to see somebody else come in and be a little competition maybe for Walmart.
But instead, the opposite. The stores left behind seem to be saying, if you can't beat them, join them. The manager at Value City wouldn't comment on camera about how Walmart's departure was affecting business, but then we came here to Sterling Heights, and now we see why. Look at the sign, Value City Furniture coming soon. They, too, are packing up their store, and they're leaving town.
Walmart needs to step up to the plate, and if they're not going to do anything with it, then they need to allow it to be developed. And we have someone who wants to develop that area.
Okay, so there you go. So here's the situation. You've got this huge development. Somebody wants to develop it. It's sitting empty, right? But Walmart has gone a couple miles down the road, built a bigger, you know, location, a different location, built a bigger building. And so they're purposely letting a building sit empty. They're paying for that building to sit empty. And imagine the cost of that, by the way. They're paying to let that, and you wonder why we pick on Walmart. In the meantime, what happens is there are other businesses that were in the original location don't have as much traffic coming in. Therefore, they need to close doors, and they're moving down the road as well to where the traffic now is. So that affects a landlord, profoundly in one location. Forces people to another location. And now what? Now what do you do with that empty property? Do you see how wrong that is? And as Mayor Fouts said, there's somebody that's willing to develop that property, but they can't do that because Walmart has a right to let it sit empty. And you wonder, again, you wonder why we pick on Walmart.
And again, I mean, the first thought is, well, you know, they paid for the land. They can do whatever they want with it. But at the same time, it's making the city look bad because here's an empty building that, you know, you'd think, hey, do something with.
Sure. I mean, think about just for a second, Jeff. I mean, this isn't that complicated. All right, you wanted a bigger building, so you built one a couple miles down the road. It's literally a couple miles down the road, 2 miles. And so now you've got an empty building that somebody's willing to take off your hands. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to expend a single penny if you don't want to. Yet you choose to pay rent. I'm assuming that's what they're doing. They're paying rent to be there. I guess, you know, at some level they're maintaining that property. They keep it lit. They keep it heated. Just to have it sit empty because what they're doing is eliminating any potential competition. It's a pretty clever way to go about it. To me, it sounds quite expensive, but that's just me. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe the trade-off is that they actually benefit from that relationship. I don't know. But it's pretty odd. You got to admit, this is a pretty odd situation. It's kind of crazy. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand the purpose of this at all, except to really impact other retailers and to keep them out of the market. And you if you were listening, you heard what the Value City store was saying, is that they're now moving closer to where the other Walmart is because they were reliant on their traffic to help fill their store. Well, the traffic doesn't come any longer because they moved 2 miles down the road. So they've got to, what, move 2 miles down the road. The domino effect of that is pretty severe. You know, you sign a lease on a building. Once that lease is up, you can go do whatever you want to do. But to hold a property hostage, which is basically what Walmart is doing, is just, to me, it's just wrong. But that's just me. That's where, now, here, where are you people that say, well, that's, you know, free market. That's the free market decides this. That's what the free market decided it wanted to do. Really? Really? That's the way it works. Bottom line, that's the way it works. We would rather see, and we'd rather have a corporation pay to keep a building empty and to keep competition out, because that's what the free market decided. That's your free marketers. That's what you tell me, is you got to let the market do what the market will naturally do. Well, this is what the market naturally did. And this is right somehow? Somebody want to defend that to me? 888-552-3595. And the defense, I can already hear the defense. Hey, it's their property. Like Jeff said, some level, yeah, it's their property. They can do what they want to do. Don't like it? Tough. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, it just seems to be in the situation, the economic situation we're in right now, you've got somebody that's willing to come in and develop a piece of property, but can't, because somebody else is willing to pay for you not to be able to do that. Seems to me to be a bit wrong, but that's just my liberal leanings talking. You know, feel free to ignore it, as I'm sure some of you will. Just doesn't make sense at the end of the day. Does not make sense to me in any way, shape, or form. Phew. Crazy stuff. But you know what? That's the way Walmart works. They absolutely love to crush the middleman. They love to crush the small guy, and that's exactly what they're doing in this situation. They're leading people astray. You know, with their low, you know, everyday low prices. By the way, have you noticed that they don't advertise everyday low prices anymore? You know, right now their big deal is to do what? Right now, their big deal is to say they're guaranteeing that their prices are lower than anybody else's, and that's for that's a holiday promotion only. But it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because their stuff is no longer made in the USA, so they had to get rid of that. They're no longer, by the way, the lowest price, although they're doing it for the holidays. You know, we're going to find, and as we have found, that their profit is down. And the last quarter, their profits were down, and they continue to fall. That's because they're not able to guarantee the lowest price. Now, they're doing it for this holiday season, but you'll find out that it'll end up costing them when their profit picture comes out, you know, sometime in the next quarter, for the last quarter of this year. You're going to find that they either lost or barely made any money because they had to do what they're doing, which is to offer the cheapest price or guarantee the cheapest price. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Chris and Ferndale, we're going to come to you right after the break, so stay where you're at. If you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Other things to get to, including the mayor of Troy. She's back in the news, and the question is, did she lose her job or did she leave her job? It'll make more sense when we get to it after the break. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
This is State Representative Lisa Brown from the 39th District wishing all the listeners of the First Shift Show a very happy and healthy new year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Come on, we've got a new accident out there. 96 to Jeffries westbound after I-94. It's blocking the right lanes, causing some delays. Still working on that disabled vehicle on 75 southbound approaching McNichols. Traffic is backed up all the way to 12 Mile. Russell. Traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 36, some scattered flurries in there as well. Tonight, some snow showers are likely, mostly cloudy, a steady temperature right around a freezing mark, and then on Friday, mostly cloudy, a high just above freezing at around 33 degrees. Right now, there's a few clouds, and it's 26 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is that hero that I speak of, Representative Jim Ananick.
This is, I joke because I'm a teacher, that this is something that's taken like the middle school elementary curriculum for economics. I mean, this is just basic stuff. I mean, it seems to be so obvious, but, you know, as you know, when you're in Lansing or listening to some of the things coming out of Lansing, just like my common thing is, if you can run out your philosophy like a Neanderthal, it's not really much of a philosophy.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
At the JCPenney Holiday Sale this Friday and Saturday, save big with Gift Busters. Saturday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus now through Saturday with JCP Cash, get $10, $15, or $20 off. No exclusions. JCPenney. Sephora ends by JCPenney, not participating. Offers end December 10th.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Yes, welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. We are going to go to the phones. Feel free to join us, by the way, 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Chris in Ferndale to the First Shift. Chris, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind, sir?
How you doing, bud? Let me first start off by saying I love the show, dude.
Thank you.
I'm a bleeding heart liberal, and I share your hate for Walmart. But I think we might be jumping the gun here. I mean, I heard the same news report this morning, and my very first question was, you know, Walmart hasn't responded to any of this. You know, as far as I know, their letters have gone answered. I mean, I don't know that that Walmart, I think we're just being accusatory to say that Walmart's holding out to keep competition out.
Yep.
You know, I'm anti-unrestricted free market by all means. But, you know, maybe they're just doing the right thing and trying to keep up with their lease so that they don't default on a lease.
All right, but
Chris,
if there's somebody that's interested in developing that property, that relieves them of their financial obligation. And it maintains the property in good standing. So why would they not make that? Why would they not make that jump?
Well, and I completely agree with you if that's the case. I mean, as far as I know, nobody at Walmart has commented on it. So maybe they don't even know that someone's interested in developing the property.
Well, listen.
Maybe, I mean,
You don't think that the mayor's office? You don't think the mayor's office and Warren has contacted the people at Walmart and let them know that there's somebody that's interested in that property? I would think that they'd be very interested in that.
Oh, sure, I'm sure they've tried, but I mean, since when? I mean, has it been a week? Has it been 2 weeks? Has it just not gone through the right channels? So nobody at the head of Walmart who makes that decision even knows.
Man, you know, Chris, you do bring up a good point. It is possible. Hey, listen, let's ask ourselves a different question. Let's ask ourselves the question, how did this reporter get this story? All right, because that's a legitimate question. I'm going to assume that the mayor's office called the television station and said, hey, here's the situation. I'm going to just guess that that's what happened. I don't know it to be a fact, but I can't imagine that a former Walmart shopper did it. I'm assuming the mayor's office did it.
Of course. And, you know, now Walmart might be notified about it. But Jim Fox himself has been somewhat of a let's get on the news and air everything as far as it goes for the legislation he wants to put through to his opinions. He always goes news first as far as I've seen.
Well, he does like publicity.
I think he's kind of a zealot in that way. I think he knows that, hey, the best way, instead of arguing with city council or arguing with, let's put it out there and let people know. And Fox 2 probably just didn't have any union people to bust, so they took the story. I despise Fox 2 for that, because it seems to me like Rob Walchuk and their whole hall of shame is doing nothing but picking on unions. You know, we want to catch crush the workers. Look what your tax dollars did. And that's a different subject, of course. But, you know, I just say, let's give this a little time. And once Walmart puts out a statement saying that they're not going to give up that lease and they're going to keep that building, then maybe then we go for it.
All right. Well, I don't mind putting a little heat on them to respond a little sooner. How's that? Let's take it from there, Chris.
Perfect. Have a great day, bud.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. 888-552-3595 if you'd like to join us. Sure, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I, you know, don't know that they deserve it, but I'll give it to him. You're right. He could be right. This may be the mayor's way of trying to get them off dead center. And Mayor Fouts, love him or hate him, does know how to use the media. The media obviously agreed to do the story, and that's why it was aired. That's how it came to us. We would not have known any other way. At least this is how we learned about it. We saw it online. Whether or not Walmart will do the right thing as a good corporate citizen, well, they have a track record. That's why we are able to. That's why we are able to criticize them in the way that we do, is because they do have a corporate track record, and it is not a positive track record. Fair enough. All right, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. Let's welcome Yvonne in Detroit to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Yvonne. What's on your mind today?
I want to affirm, you know, Walmart has a record of opening a store quite near the old store and holding on, I don't know whether it's the lease or whether they own it. They did this in Florida when I used to go to Florida every year. There was a small town. They bought the property. It was just 2 miles, like you said today, and they would not allow anybody to use the old property. And I understand they do this on a regular basis. And that's not the only thing. They have a lot of deceptive problems.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they've got a track record as corporate citizens. They've got a track record. It's not that hard to find it and to criticize what they do. That's for sure, Yvonne.
And on top of that, when they opened that $4 prescription program, well, I'm a senior citizen. I thought, don't shop at Walmart, but I'll take advantage of that. But what you don't know is they give you the formula. The formulary is long. I only found out when I went to get my pain medicine and they charged me $24 for it. And I said, this is ridiculous. This is a cheap drug. I'm a nurse. I know that. What they do is they charge you $4 for a lot of drugs, but if you have a lot of prescriptions, they slip in a ridiculous charge. So I could go on and on about them, but I won't.
Well, no, Yvonne, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And obviously, this sounds like it's a systemic problem. They're not just doing this in Warren. It sounds to me like they're doing this in lots of parts of not just the state, but the country. Again, our number is 888-552-3595. We now welcome Ed in Gross Point to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Ed. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, my thought would be that, you know, if you're familiar with the area, there is no stores of that size south of 12 Mile. So a lot of their constituents that come up to shop, that's the first store they would hit, especially if they need groceries. So now they built this huge super center 2 miles to the north. I apologize. They have to keep the 12 Mile store closed because the people that come up, they're going to stop at 12 Mile before they make it to 14 Mile. And I think that's really not a nice thing to do to people that need groceries, that they have to already travel out of the city because there is no stores of that size down there.
Wow, man, this is just wrong, Ed.
Don't you think that, in the business sense, why would you want to close off that avenue? Because, you know, there aren't those kind of stores down there, and they do have to travel a bit to get out. So why not make them travel a little bit further? You know, that would be my thinking.
Sure, I totally get why they're doing it, Ed. I just think it's wrong.
So I think the pressure that Mayor Fouts or anybody puts on them, they have no choice. Why would they want to open that competition? They need that avenue of revenue, and it would be foolish for them, as far as they're thinking, to have opened that store up, because that would be 2 miles closer.
Yeah, you make complete. Thank you for your call. It makes complete sense. I mean, what you say makes complete sense. We got to get to a break here. We'll come back. James in Detroit, stay right where you're at. We'll come to you next. 888-552-3595. Walmart, good or bad corporate citizen? I think that question answers itself.
A pair of Hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and...
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at some delays on 75 southbound from around 14 Mile all the way down through 8 Mile. 696 westbound is slow from Coolidge through Southfield Road as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast on the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, some scattered flurries afternoon, a high in the mid-30s. Tonight, some scattered flurries early, and then after midnight, we'll have some snow showers, mostly cloudy. Steady temperature right around 32 degrees. Then tomorrow, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, a high in the lower to mid-30s. Right now, it's 26 degrees, partly cloudy at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
In November's elections, the national media gave extensive coverage to a proposed personhood amendment to Mississippi's state constitution. This extremist anti-abortion ballot initiative declared that a person's life begins not at birth, but at the very instant that a sperm meets the egg. However, extending full personhood to two-cell zygotes was too far out even for many of Mississippi's right-wing zealots, so the proposition was voted down. Meanwhile, the national media paid no attention to another personhood vote that took place on that same day. This was a referendum in Missoula, Montana, on a concept even more bizarre than declaring zygotes to be persons with full citizenship rights. It was a vote on overturning last year's democracy-killing decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in the now infamous Citizens United case. A narrow 5-man majority of the court had decreed that abracadabra, lifeless, soulless corporations are henceforth persons with human political rights. Moreover, said the 5, these tongueless entities must be allowed to speak by dumping unlimited sums of their corporate cash into our election campaigns, thus giving them a far bigger voice than us real-life persons. Missoulians, of course, cannot single-handedly overrule the Supremes, but they can be in the forefront of a grassroots movement demanding a constitutional amendment to reverse the court's perverse ruling. And that's just what Missoulians did, with a whopping 75% of voters calling on Congress to send such an amendment to the states for prompt ratification. This is Jim Hightower saying, hey, we can all be Missoulians. People in California, Colorado, Maine, Vermont, Wisconsin, and elsewhere are pushing such resolutions. For information on how to get your city and state to join in this call, go to wethepeoplecampaign.org/toolkit. Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
Sorry about that, folks. I'm trying to multitask and not doing as good a job as I thought I would do. I was making a quick phone call, and, anyway, we're back. That's all that really matters. We're going to be open lines for the rest of the hour. David Holtz is not going to be with us today. He had something come up. So we'll wish him well and look for him in a couple weeks. In the meantime, feel free. We got open lines right now, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome James in Detroit to First Shift. Merry Christmas to you, James. What's on your mind on this Thursday morning?
Yeah, happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
I heard a couple of weeks ago that they were trying to pass a law in Wisconsin to prevent anyone from being recalled. Are you familiar with that?
James, it was a conversation. It wasn't even a proposed bill. Nothing along those lines. It was just conversation. It's all it was. Actually, there was that conversation here in Michigan that they were going to amend the recall statute in order to make it more difficult to recall people. And interestingly enough, our Secretary of State, who I have no affinity for, says that she's not a proponent of changing the recall statute here in the state of Michigan. And basically, James, what it would do is it would make it harder to recall somebody by definition. And what I mean by that is that they would have to either break a law. They'd have to demonstrably have broken a law, that it would have to be something that, clearly would, that would have to be something that clearly is detrimental to the office holder, that he has done something or she has done something that has clearly hurt a voter, the voters. And so that would take away policy, if you will. Doing it strictly for political reasons. Yeah.
Do you have access to those 11 or 12 millionaires and billionaires that came to Congress asking that they take more out of their taxes?
Yeah, I've got access to that group that brought them into D.C. Sure, I do.
Okay, well, let me say this, because it's been over a year since they originally asked that more taxes be taken from them. In the meantime, there's a bunch of things they can be doing to help the situation. This is just two of them. One of them is to resurrect Acorn and give them solid footing financially. The second thing is to prevent or either pay the fines of the League of the Women Voters so that they can get back to doing what they were doing, and then to try to dismantle what it was, that fine situation that caused them to disband.
Well, I'm not familiar with the League of Women Voter things that you reference. I'm not familiar with that. Obviously, I'm familiar with the Acorn thing, James, but what's this that happened with the League of Women Voters?
I heard that they put into place certain fines that the League of Women Voters would have to pay if they were going around having people sign up to vote.
Huh.
And that league doesn't have that kind of money. Apparently, they made them hefty fines, and so they had to stop doing what they were doing in terms of, you know, getting people registered to vote.
Well, that's interesting, because they've always, I mean, they've always been a register-to-vote kind of organization, and that's as nonpartisan an issue, James, as you're going to find.
Right.
I mean, you know, registering to vote has nothing to do with partisanship at all. I'm going to have to look into that one, brother, but I appreciate you bringing that up because that's not something I was aware of.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Absolutely, James. Appreciate your call. Folks, feel free to join us. We're open lines for the remainder of the show. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I always find it, you know, when we talk about the community that First Shift is, you know, I would have never had that information on my own. And so I appreciate James stepping up and giving me that information. Actually, there have been a couple issues today that the listeners have kind of schooled me a little bit, which is awesome. That's why we're here, to help each other, to teach each other. And so I honor that in a big way. I was not aware that there was an issue with the League of Women Voters, but certainly if they're, you know, they've always been a voter registration organization. That's always been front and center in what they do. All right. Well, good enough. Good enough. All right. I mentioned, and let me get to it now. The mayor of Troy, who we had talked about on the show day before yesterday, you'll remember she was accused, not accused. She had written on her Facebook page derogatory anti-gay comments, that many in her community found offensive and unforgivable, and have asked her to step down as the mayor of the city of Troy. Now, they don't have a strong mayor system. What I mean by that is that there's a city manager that runs the city. The mayor is more of a ceremonial, but although they do have certainly a voice in policy direction, as well as the city council. The city council is not a full-time council either. As we take a look at that, and before I actually, I'm going to take a call here in a minute before I get to the story, but let me just finish setting it up, and then we're going to get to some audio in just a bit. It seems to me that, you know, this is not an issue that easily goes away. Why is that? Because you can't let it easily go away. What she said was offensive to not just gays, but non-gays alike. That, you know, that because they're queer, she no longer wanted to, you know, have any part of New York, which is just frankly wrong. It's a hateful remark. It is hateful. And, you know, she's the one that says the city needs to heal from it. But she's the one that started this fight. We're going to come back to that. Let me go to the phones and welcome Ken in Hortonville to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Ken. Welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tony. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Hey, the League of Women Voters, what it is I believe it's in Florida, and they've made the penalties for, like, fraud, or they find fraud. I don't know the exact details. They've added fines and penalties, and what happened is that segment in Florida, the League of Women Voters, said we will no longer gather signatures or try to register people because of that, because of those fines. So when you look for it, I believe it's Florida. I could be wrong. I'm sure someone else out there knows. But I would look into that segment, and what it was, it wasn't directed towards them. It was just the new laws trying to make it harder to register voters. And they finally just threw in the towel and said, well, we're not going to do it.
Okay. Well, you know, and we know that there's been a concerted effort, Ken, to with voter registration throughout the country. The Republicans have done a spectacular job at making voter registration much more difficult, to make it costly, you know, that you have to have a government-issued ID. And in some states, it's a whole lot more intense than in others. And I would imagine, yeah, that it is getting too expensive to fight this stuff. The League of Women Voters is a non-profit, and I don't think they raise a whole lot of money to begin with, Ken.
Right. No, it's ugly, and Florida is definitely no exception to all that.
Yeah, no, especially in Florida. In fact, very conservative Florida. Thank you for ringing in on that. I appreciate that a great deal. Yeah, we lost him. Ken, call back real quick if you want, but we lost you, so that's that. I don't have time to get to the audio for the Troy Mayer, so I will do that after the break and her confrontation. But the question at hand was, she was a realtor. She is no longer selling real estate. So the question becomes, was she fired from her job or did she leave her job? Now, there is a difference, of course. She claims, as you will hear in the audio that we will air after the break, she claims that she put her license in escrow, which realtors do all the time, because she's, you know, otherwise focused. But I don't know how you go from having a full-time job to no job and make ends meet. Now, I have no idea what her personal financial situation is. I don't know if she's married and her husband has a nice income. I have no clue. No clue. I'm saying that up front. Don't know. Don't know. But you would have to think, because as the mayor of Troy, she makes all of $135 a month.
I was shocked by that.
Yeah, she makes $135 a month. So, again, this is not a strong mayor form of government. They have a city manager that they pay a salary to. And then you have the mayor is more ceremonial, as is the city council. Not that they don't have a say in policy, because they absolutely do. They absolutely have a say in policy. So, no, I mean, they're serious. You know, she's a serious mayor. They're serious council. But at the end of the day, you know, that's not how she's going to make her living. Unlike some other cities that have a full-time mayor and a full-time council. So, yeah, that's not as uncommon as you might think, Jeff. I understand we got Ken back, so let's go to Ken real quick. I know he was trying to get something in before we dropped him. So go ahead, Ken. You're on the air.
Hey, Tony. This is Ken from Detroit.
Nice. Hey, Ken. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. I just had a comment here. I was looking up the voter registration forms in Michigan, and I noticed that to register to vote, you don't have to have a governmental ID.
Correct.
It says that you can register with your pay stub, utility bill, any governmental mail that has your address on it. So the discrepancy is when you go to vote, they want a government-issued ID.
Yes.
But you don't have to have that to register. And I think with that discrepancy, there's something that we can challenge in court because it's adding another layer to keep us from voting.
Ken, this
now,
is
if
such.
You're gonna have that layer. If you're going to have that layer, then you should have that layer to register as well. It makes no sense to allow somebody to register and then with those same documents not allow them to vote.
No, I agree. And this is something that I've dealt with every time I go to vote when they tell me that I need my ID, which I know I don't need. And I finally got to the point where I don't fight them anymore because I feel bad for these senior citizens that are sitting there that I just happen to be senior citizens in my voting place. I don't want to make them feel bad, so I've stopped fighting. But you're right, Ken. We've got a legal challenge there, and we need somebody to step up and file that lawsuit. We absolutely do. You can't have one set of standards to register and another set of standards to vote. You just can't do it. We got to get to the break. We'll come back. Stay with us, folks. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano, and this is 1310 WDTW.
This is David Hecker from AFT Michigan, and I want to wish all listeners who celebrate holidays this time of the year to have a great, great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
All right, very quickly, let's go to Mayor Janice Daniels on Channel 7 Action News. Caught up with her in her driveway, and this is what she had to say about her job.
Did she quit or was she fired? Several reports surfaced that Troy Mayor Janice Daniels lost her day job as a realtor in the wake of a gay slur she posted on Facebook. Action News reporter Tom Waite found the mayor and got some answers in Troy.
We caught up with Troy's controversial mayor tonight, Janice Daniels. She didn't want to spend a whole lot of time with us. She told us she didn't lose her job and it had nothing to do with the controversial comments she made on Facebook. Troy's mayor, Daniels, was a woman of few words tonight when we caught up with her at her home. We wanted to know if a report was true that Daniels was fired or quit her job as a real estate agent because of a gay slur she used on Facebook.
Well, you know what? I haven't been able to sell much real estate anyway lately because I'm so busy that I can put my license in escrow.
We tried to give Daniels a chance to stop and speak with us. She refused.
Really, I'm busy.
Okay.
Okay. All I want to tell you is there's a lot of healing that needs to go on in this city, and I don't want to focus on anything but healing.
Do you have another job?
Yes, no.
Daniels became the subject of worldwide attention last week after this Facebook post surfaced, a post she made before her election. I think I'm going to throw away my I Love New York carrying bag now that queers can get married there. At last Monday night's city council meeting, Daniels took a lot of heat from constituents over the post, many of whom want Daniels to step down.
I've never spoken at a city council meeting, and frankly, I never wanted to. But your recent Facebook posting, Mayor Daniels, hit me like a ton of bricks. You see, for me, this is personal. My 22-year-old son is gay.
My 11 friends and I often take a Friday night and meet up in Troy for dinner and do some shopping. We won't spend another dime in Troy as long as Miss Daniels is in office. Money speaks louder.
Mayor Daniels repeatedly told us she's sorry for the comments and is asking for forgiveness.
There's a lot of healing that needs to go on in this city, and that's really what I'm interested in.
At this point, it would appear that Daniels has no plans on resigning. In Troy, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom. Now, the mayor of Troy is not a full-time job. It is an elected position that only pays about $138 a month.
All right, and yeah, that's the truth. Still blowing Jeff's mind. You know, here's my question. You know, maybe I'll make this simple. If you hate gay people, what is it that you hate? That they don't know how to make mashed potatoes the way you make them? What is it about homosexuality that people find offensive? I'm asking this a serious question. All right, if you don't appreciate their lifestyle, it doesn't affect you, so why does it matter? And that's really the point here. It's not like gay people are you know, inviting themselves into your bedroom. They're not. So where's the issue? Where's the issue? Why does it matter? If people are happy, shouldn't that be what counts? It's a simple question. Don't understand. Just don't understand why people get all in an uproar over an issue that is a non-issue. Well, it's not a non-issue because it's a real issue. It affects people. You know, this vitriolic tone that they take, it's unfair. And it's wrong, of course. Oh, well. All right, what else do we have? See what else we can clean up from today. All right, gas price. You know, this story really gets at me. You know, it's bad enough. We've all asked ourselves this question, right? You drive by a gas station one day, it's $3.25. You drive by the next day, it's $3.49. You drive by a week later, and it's $3.15. Who sets that price of gas? All right, now I actually know the answer to that because a couple years ago, asked that question and got the answer. It's based on futures. All right, it's based on the future price of gas. That's what it's based on. But what if? What if there was price fixing going on? Would you know it? Chances are, frankly, you would not. You would not. This piece from Channel 7, WXYZ TV. Let's go ahead and play that audio.
It's just ridiculous what people will try to do to the consumer.
Some drivers say they're disgusted tonight to find out the gas stations they frequent have been charged with price fixing. And not only charged, but the owners or operators or managers of five stations in Madison Heights, within 2 miles of each other, have either pleaded guilty or no contest to a violation of Michigan's antitrust law.
Praise God, they were charged.
It was alleged that on five different days last February and March, the five stations set their prices within one penny of each other. The Michigan Attorney General says the owners and operators lined their pockets while the customers paid the higher prices.
That's like cheating to me. I mean, like, I would want the lowest prices.
We went to every single station tonight for a comment, but none of the suspects were working.
I just think it's disrespectful. I work hard.
It upsets me that they would do something like that to somebody, especially when I do come here, you know, quite a bit since I work right down the road.
The penalty will be thousands of dollars in fines, and there could possibly be a few days in jail. Sentencing will be later this month or in January.
They should pay fines. To be honest with you, I think they should be shut down.
Now, this station is one of the stations involved at 12 Mile and DeQuinder. We are here because I did talk to the owner on the phone. He said, wait for me. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I will talk to you. But he never showed up. So we hope to hear from him. And if we don't, maybe we'll hear from him at sentencing.
I don't know if you're going to hear from him at sentencing, but he's going to hear from the judge at sentencing, that's for sure. You know, the bottom line is you don't know. I mean, you trust that the price that's on the sign or the price that's on the pump is a legitimate price, right? I mean, is there any way for you not to know or to know? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves. When I go, you know, when I filled up for, you know, put gas in the car the other morning, I did not question whether or not it was a legitimate price. I just assumed that it is. Because how do you know any other way? Jeff, seriously, how do you know what the legitimate price for gas is? You can't walk in and say, hey, you treat me right.
Right. Or how do they even find this out is what I want. I mean, if you're a gas station, not how do they find it out, but like the gas station immediately was like, you know, no, we plead, you know, guilty or whatever. So they knew right away they got caught, but why wouldn't they fight it?
That's a great question. I mean, that is a great question.
Well, that makes me think that the penalties aren't enough then. They're like, okay, yeah, we'll pay the fine and then move on. But we made enough money, more than enough to cover this.
Yeah, you're on. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. That they did make more than enough money to cover whatever it was that they raped their customers of. You know, again, you expect that when you pay the price for a gallon of milk. If it's $2.49, it's $2.49, Jeff. You know, price fixing is against the law. And I would think that probably how they got caught is that there are people, you know, there are regulators that actually check these things, and I'm sure that's, I don't know for sure, to be honest, but our audience is smart. They know. Email me. That's all we'll find out. Email me. All right, that's going to do it for us today. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for another excellent show. Certainly, all of you, because without you, well, frankly, it doesn't matter. Appreciate all the nice emails and phone calls today, folks. That was not the point of my doing what I did earlier, but hey, I'll take the accolades, absolutely. In the meantime, if you want me off air, today's an excellent day to get me, tony@thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We've got an accident out there, 96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road. It's involving three vehicles on the left shoulder. Still some minor delays on 75 southbound from 12 mile down to I-696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, a high near 36, some scattered flurries afternoon. Tonight, those flurries will turn into full-on snow showers. Tonight after midnight, mostly cloudy, a steady temperature right around the freezing mark. And then Friday, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy otherwise, a high right in the low 30s. Right now, it's fair and 27 degrees at Detroit City Airport. Have a great day, everybody.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please. This is